Visit birdcallradio.com for bird call merch and content. Subscribe, follow, and like us on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, all at Bird Call Radio. You're listening to the Bird Call On The Air podcast.
I'm Khufu with your WING news update. The big news here is we're still awaiting to find out who the real foul owl is. The two foul owls were taken away by condor cops during our beach party bash broadcast. Since then, the two foul owls have escaped, and condor cops are searching as we speak. Now on the line is National Avian News Center anchor Aaron Herron with his thoughts. Aaron, what do you think about all of this?
Khufu, I'll be honest with you. I gave up caring 2 weeks ago. At this point, shouldn't we just all move on from this? So what if there's two foul owls out there? The more the better, right?
But one of them is a murderous killer. They're ruining Foul Owl's good name.
Look, here's my theory. I think the real Foul Owl is dead, and there are two owls out there acting like Foul Owl to stay out of jail.
I don't think Foul Owl has passed on, Aaron. I think it's just a matter
of... Hear me out, Khufu, baby. The real Foul Owl could have been abducted by aliens and possibly cloned, making this Foul Owl hero on Earth a copy of his former self.
Why would they clone him?
Because those aliens can get freaky. So they gotta keep up appearances, you know?
But why clone one to keep the other when they could just... Wait, I'm getting too invested in your conspiracy theory.
It's not a conspiracy theory. It's cold, hard logic.
Thank you, Aaron, for your input.
Hey, I'm a journalist who knows when the in needs to be put.
Now, listeners, if you do see Foul Owl, please approach with caution. Until then, I'm Khufu, and this is your news update. Stay tuned for Wink Lovebird on the game show that calls out all the liars, The Shocking Truth, broadcasting live at Birdland Studios. But first, a word from our sponsors. Oh, well, it seems Luckle's not here, so... Today's broadcast is brought to you by Beverly's Beak Balm. Do you have a flaky beak? Seasonal weather keeping your beak dry and itchy? Then buy Beverly's Beak Balm. Lather up that beak, and you'll be... the balm. That's kind of funny. Anyway, here's the shocking truth.
It's time to play the shocking truth! And now, the bird whose smile could blind bats, it's the charismatic, feathers perfectly coiffed host, Wink Lovebird!
Wink, I love
Thank you, Don. Welcome, everyone, to The Shocking Truth. As always, I'm your host, Wink Lovebird, and we are here to shock you with the truth. Let's get right to it. It's time to meet our contestants. She's a cardinal from Cleveland, Ohio, a mother of six, and owns her own bakery. It's Nancy Twiggenberry.
Hello, everyone. Hi.
Yes, welcome, Nancy. And our other contestant, he's a sparrow all the way from Providence, Rhode Island, a husband and father of three, and his wife says he's too lazy to go out and get a job. It's Bailey Sparrowberg.
Hi, Wink. I am so excited to be here. Ow! What was that?
Well, you told a lie, so you were shocked, my feathered friend.
Wait, I don't understand.
You see, the show is called The Shocking Truth.
I know that. Okay, I didn't know that.
What a strong start, huh? How the game works. You two are strapped into our shock-a-fire-liar detector.
But what's the point of that?
Well, Bailey, in order to win our game, you must answer the questions we give you. Honestly.
That should be easy.
It should, but it won't be, because you see, I forgot to mention one important detail. The questions have been written by your family! That's right. These questions I hold in my wing are all catered to you. If you answer truthfully, then you will hear this sound. Ah, yes, the angelic doves of truth. But if your answer is a lie, then you'll receive this.
No! Why me again?
Why not?
Wink, I am so excited.
I bet you are, Nancy, you little freak. Now let's tell them what they're playing for, Don.
For this round, Bailey and Nancy will be playing for 10,000 bird bucks and a year's supply of Mama Munchies. Mealworms, the meal that leaves you telling Mama, oh my, these are munchy.
Thank you, Don. Yes, bird bucks and mealworms. What more could you ask for? Now, let's get to the questions. But first, is our contestants completely strapped in?
Strapped and ready, Wink.
Okay, calm down there, Nance.
I'm just so excited.
I can tell.
I may lie just for the thrill of the shock.
Oh, no, please don't. Please, I beg you, Bailey, are you secure?
I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I should have gone to the job interview this morning. I don't want to do this.
Okay, for this round, there will be only one question for each of you. First question is for Nancy. Your oldest son asked, out of your six children, which one is your favorite? Oh, what a deep cut question that is. Now, Nancy, you have the option to answer truthfully, get shot from your lie, or refuse to answer, chipping away at your pride.
Simon! Simon, that's my favorite child. Final answer.
Oh. Oh, wow, Nancy, that was the truth. You just went for it.
After kid number three, I just didn't care.
Obviously. Now, let's go to Bailey with his question. Bailey, if you answer this question with the truth, you and Nancy will both be getting the year supply of Mama's Munchy Mealworms and 10,000 bird bucks. But if you tell a lie, you get nothing, and Nancy's prize is cut down to a 6-month supply of Mama's Munchy Mealworms and 5,000 bird bucks.
You better not lie. I love me some mealworms.
Why are you telling us the rules as we go?
It keeps it exciting. Now, Bailey, your question. Your wife wants to know, who is Peggy and why does she keep sending you bird calls at night? You got 10 seconds.
What? 10 seconds? Nancy didn't get timed.
Mind your business, Bailey.
Wait, can't I refuse to answer?
7 seconds.
Peggy, the owl, she's... She's no one. No!
Ooh, the Shuckafire liar detector says that was a lie.
No, it wasn't. She's no one.
Obviously, she's someone. That kind of answer would have benefited you from not being shocked. But, oh well, time for round number two. Don, tell them what they're playing for.
Wink, let's hope these two are ready to rock the boat. Because if they win, they'll be setting sail on Salty Seagull's boat tours.
I hate the ocean.
I love it!
All right, let's get to it. Let's start with you, Nancy. This question comes from your sister, Rita. She has asked if you...
Stop the show! Oh. Stop the show!
Out of the way, out of the way! We got two tied up owls coming through.
Ugh. He's a lot heavier than I thought.
Would you let me go?
Untie me at once.
Francis, excuse me. What are you doing?
Wink, we need the lie detector. Stop this show!
Well, I'm sorry, we can't do that. We're live!
Wink, this is a very serious situation, We did not hunt down two foul owls just to be turned away at the door.
And my back is killing me.
You didn't have to carry me, you know?
It's better than being rolled along a busy highway.
Maybe we should have taped their beak shut. What is all this?
We were able to track down both foul owls, tie them up, and bring them down here to expose that one of them is Mob Boss Owl Capone!
That's great, Fran, but I don't know or care what this is all about.
Just move out of the way. We're going to use your lie detector thingamabob thing to see which foul owl is the real foul owl.
Yes, I am the real foul owl.
No, I am the real foul owl, you fool.
Does our foul owl say you fool?
I honestly don't even remember at this point.
Look, I'd love to help. Really, I would, but we're in the middle of a game show.
Nope, I'm good. They can have it.
Well, it looks like Bailey has bailed.
We don't have much time. One of these owls is the mob boss leader, Al Capone, like I said, and the other is our dear, beloved foul owl. And if we do this quick, then we get our foul owl back, Al Capone goes to the jailbird aviary, and no one gets killed.
Yeah, we'll see.
Ooh, the stakes are high. Nice. Someone get Nancy out of here. This just got a lot more interesting.
Hey, I deserve a shock, you know.
Then scoot your talons on the nearest rug. Bye-bye, Nancy. Bye-bye. No. All right. It looks like we're shifting gears over here. Don, what do you think of all this?
It's very odd.
You got that right, Don. Now, the other two birds have strapped in the two owls to our shuck-a-fire lie detector, and I guess it's time for the shugging truth.
That's the name of the show.
Okay, Wink, that's enough. Turn off the cheesy host voice.
I can't, Francis.
Oh, I'm sure you
no,
can.
No, I really can't. I have a medical condition that makes me talk like this.
Shush, then.
Francis, I labeled one foul owl red and the other foul owl blue.
Okay, that's fine, Khufu. Thank you.
Now, I could label the one on the left foul owl left and the other foul owl right.
Yeah.
But then it would sound like you're saying foul owl left.
Correct.
Like he left the building.
Uh-huh.
But then foul owl right would sound like foul owl's right.
Uh-huh.
And we don't know if he's right
okay.
or not.
Okay, oh my gosh, no. Khufu, then number them.
Yeah, would you prefer Roman numerals or just like, you know, your basic...
Hey, Khufu, why don't you come over and sit by me for a second? Come on. Yeah,
okay,
come on.
Okay. Foul owls. Mm-hmm. I'll be questioning each of you. And after every question, we'll be turning up the voltage.
Wow. Why didn't we think of that? Nice.
Foul owl number one.
Ooh.
What is your hatching day?
That is a very basic question.
That is not an answer!
May 2nd! It's May 2nd!
Oh, well, correct.
Uh-huh.
Turn up the voltage!
You got it!
Fell out number two. What was your first radio show at Bird Call Radio?
Oh, Francis, my biggest fans know that. Why, it was La Opera Owl Hour. A hoot, if I do say so myself.
Oh, the arrogance on that one really seems like Val Owl.
Or Owl Caffone is a really good actor.
Shush! Foul Owl number one!
Yes?
Hey, what is your first name?
Luther!
Okay. Foul Owl number two! What is our boss's, Mr. Chickers's, first name?
Oh, it's, Oh, it's Sappy. Why did I get Sappy?
I guess the machine thinks you were taking too long. This is the lightning round.
But we just started.
Lightning waits for no one. Ka-chow!
As a meteorologist, I can confirm.
Foul Owl number one. Where does local hide his spare key for his birdhouse?
He had Speck swallow it, so he'll always know where it is.
Oh, great. Guess I gotta find a new hiding spot for my key.
Where's
that? Turn up the voltage! Foul Owl number two. What embarrassing photo was taken of you during the Arbor Day party?
It was...
Answer the question, Foul Owl number two.
Oh, it's all so stressful. The picture was of me molting prematurely.
Turn up the voltage. Foul Owl number one, what was the photo?
I was passed out with my ex-girlfriend, Abigail, with a sign that said, Poop Mouth.
Correct! Oh. Voltage! Foul Owl number two, do you like fried or raw slug dumplings?
Raw slug dumplings.
Yeah,
I've been fried! I mean raw!
Give it to us!
Fried!
Foul Owl number two, you are Owl Caffone! Foul Owl loves his fried slugs and fried grasshoppers and fried everything!
That I do.
Well, Franny. Looks like you finally caught the old Owl Caffone.
Or, as I should say, Antonio Fettuccine Linguini Rigatoni Hooterquill.
Hey, you're not my mother. You can't call me that.
I would just like to point out how disappointed I am that no one knew that I was the real Foul Owl.
Oh, shut up.
I don't shut up. I grow up. And when I look at you, I throw up.
Do you know it's not easy being you?
Oh, you really delved into my struggles, huh?
No, you're obnoxious.
Yeah.
You were just an easy pull because you're so full of yourself.
That's true.
I've been playing the role of you for too long.
Mm.
I'm gonna end you.
No.
That's right, I'm gonna end you.
Oh.
Right after I, you know, get untied. Hey, can one of you guys come over and help me over here? Come on.
Oh, sure, just... Wait a minute. You almost got me. Wow. He's good.
Goofo, never mind. Wow, what a show! That is amazing! And that owl right there didn't tell a lie once. You know what that means. Don, tell him what he's won!
Wink Foul Owl number one has won a free trip on Salty Seagull's boat tour.
Oh, yeah, very nice!
You don't have to call me Foul Owl number one anymore.
You and three other guests will be taking a marvelous cruise around the Atlantic Ocean with memories that last a lifetime.
Oh, yippee! Now, can someone get me untied?
Sure. I can untie you. Wait a minute.
Yeah, cool. That's actually Foul Owl.
This is gonna take a while.
Well, folks, that's all the time we've got. What even is this show? I'm Wink Lovebird. Join us next time on The Shocking Truth.
The Shocking Truth is brought to you by Mama's Munchy Millworms. Munchy in my tum tum. I'm Don Berto, and we'll shock you on the next one.
Hey, the Condor Cops are here.
Good. Take that owl cafone away!
I still can't believe it went to this length to figure out I was really me!
Oh, don't you worry. I knew all along you were the real Foul Owl. Take a peek at your chair.
Oh, it wasn't plugged in. But how did you know it was me?
We figured it out on the way here. I know our Foul Owl wouldn't.
Guys, the show is over. Could you please get out and leave? Thank you.
Come on, Foul Owl.
Yes, of course. What did you mean by when you said it?
Welcome home, Foul Owl.
Thank you, Francis. What did you mean when you say I would never? You stopped yourself from talking.
That's it for the Shocking Truth.
This episode of Bird Call on the Air was written, edited, and directed by Calvin Lester. Featuring the Bird Call cast, Scott Hune, Kelsey Brady, Calvin Lester, Shane McNeil, Tyler Campbell, and Christopher Falkenberry. Theme music by Glenn Longacre. Bird Call is created by Calvin Lester. The Bird Call on the Air podcast series is a CML Fifth Avenue Studios presentation. Visit birdcallradio.com and subscribe, follow, and like us on all socials at Bird Call Radio.